Hey there, today is Thursday, January 12th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author, blogger, and CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. Hi! Okay, so today I am going to tell you about a place that I have been. And in all honesty, I should have done this podcast a while ago. Do you know what? Life happens, and yeah, I'm struggling a little bit with getting my timing right with everything that I have to do. You know, take care of my business, take care of my books, clean the house, do a podcast. I mean, there's a lot to do. But I want to make sure I got this podcast in because I think I haven't done one in a week. So I am doing things out of order. Okay, a couple podcasts ago, I said I was going to do things according to the pictures that I took in Israel on my phone. I'm sort of doing that, but I'm also not doing that because I realized I didn't take as many pictures as I thought I had when I was in Israel, so it's more of by memory at this point. And first off, let me say, I'm sorry if I sound nasally. The heat in my house does not appreciate, my sinuses do not appreciate the heat in my house at the moment, so there's that. But I wanted to talk to you about the city of Nazareth in Israel. So the title of my podcast is, The City of Nazareth in Israel. And in parentheses, I put, can any good come from it? Okay, so basically, I am paraphrasing the Bible when I say that because it is not to be mean at all. It really isn't. And I could tell you that after visiting Nazareth, which my husband and I stayed there for a couple of days. Now, one of the reasons why we stayed there because, you know, according to the Bible, which I believe, that's where Jesus grew up. And I really wanted to see where he grew up while we were there. And I thought it was actually pretty cool. I mean, obviously, back in the Bible days, Nazareth was a very small city, I guess you could say. Although back then, maybe it was a small town. I don't know. Obviously, I wasn't there. But I can tell you that Nazareth has grown. And I could also tell you that we stayed at an Airbnb in a house in Nazareth, and this place was absolutely beautiful. It really was beautiful. And the people who own it were so, so nice to us. I mean, really, we got a chance to talk with them and laugh with them. And the lady who owns the place, she gave us fresh oranges off of her orange tree. I mean, I don't like oranges, but I ate those and they were absolutely delicious. Apparently, there's nothing like fresh fruit, like the freshest of the fresh, handpicked off the tree. And yeah, it was an absolutely beautiful place that we got to stay in. And I wish my house looked like that. But other than that, is there any good that came out of Nazareth? Again, I say yes. Because, you know what? It's not just the place where Jesus grew up. It's not just the place where he started his ministry. And it's not just the place where Mary was told that she was pregnant with Jesus. Which, by the way, there is a church in Nazareth that was built, it's sort of on top of where they believe Mary lived, but not completely on top. It's more surrounding it, which I have got to tell you, I seriously appreciate the fact that they did not just build a church on top of where they believe Mary's house was. They managed to do it in such a way that you can still see that house, or should I say the cave? Because apparently back then, people lived in caves because it was easier. This is what I'm told, okay? I can only tell you what I have been told. But if you go into this church in Nazareth, you walk in there, and it's actually quite a nice church. And when you go in further, you can see this part of the church where it's obvious that there was a cave there. Well, it's still there. It's just, it's surrounded. And there's a bars, I guess you could say, because so this way you can't go into it. But it was easy to see. It was noticeable there. And I love the fact that it is still there. The fact that they were able to take this church and build it around it and not destroy this cave where they say that Mary lived and where she was told that she was to become pregnant and to have Jesus. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. And I appreciate that. Much different from the church, the Sepulchre Church in Old Jerusalem. And I'll have to get to that in another podcast. But I just, yeah, Nazareth was cool. All I could say is it was cool. I really enjoyed walking around Nazareth. There's not a lot of shops per se to shop at for tourists, but I guess I could say there's enough. It's like literally right down the road from where this church is. And I got a really cool bag from the one shirt, the one store, and some scarves for my daughter and stuff. And I just thought it was an overall really cool town. Now, there was this one place that we want to go to where they do like a, what do you call it? When they pretend that they're back in the times and they act like that and all that stuff. I don't remember the name of it, but my husband wanted to take me to it, but we found out it wasn't going on, so we couldn't go to it. But in all honesty, I thought Nazareth was pretty cool to visit. And oh yes, we also got to visit the part of it. We drove up to the part of the hill, the mountain, whatever you want to call it, where apparently, and we didn't know this until we got to Israel, and I just looked it up, Nazareth, that when Jesus came down from the mountain or something like that, he went into the synagogue where he grew up and he read from it and he was like, hey, this is talking about me and I am it. And the people there did not appreciate it. So they took him up to the mountain or the hill or whatever you want to call it. And they tried to push him off, which apparently this is what you did to the people back in the Bible days when you thought that they were lying and saying that they were something that they weren't. But Jesus just walked away. And we went to that spot. And yeah, I could see where if you got pushed, you were going to die and get killed. But I was like, huh. Like literally, I did not know that that was in the Bible until we looked at that. And so I had to go look. And yes, it is in there. It is in the New Testament. And I made sure to read it before I did this podcast. So it is there if you want to read it. I believe it's in Luke. But yeah. I was like, wowed. And in case you're curious, where it says, can any good come from Nazareth? That is also in the Bible. That, I believe, is in Luke or John. If you don't believe me, go check it out. Go read it for yourself. I just know that for me personally, getting to spend a couple of days in Nazareth was cool. I really enjoyed it. Getting to walk around where the places where it's quite possible that, yes, Jesus walked, that meant something to me. That meant an awful lot to me. And on our last day there, I don't know how we did this, but we managed to find a bakery that was open on our way out of Nazareth. And we got some absolutely delicious, fresh-made bread and those croissant thingies, they're not really croissants with the chocolate in them. It starts with an R, or I don't remember the name. I'm sorry, but they're so delicious. And that bread was so delicious. Literally, as the day went by, my husband and I, we split that bread in half. He had half. I had the other half. It was so good. So, yes. Can anything, any good come from it, from Nazareth? I would say yes, because I had a wonderful time in Nazareth. The place I stayed in was absolutely gorgeous. The church that I got to visit was really nice. The shopping was nice. The food was yummy. The people were so nice to us. So yeah, if you have a chance to go, I would say go. Nazareth in Israel, the city. Yeah, go. Okay? I hope this made sense. I really, really hope this podcast made sense because it's been over 10 minutes now and I should probably go. Okay? So any questions, feel free to ask. I'm probably not going to have an answer. Nobody ever asks anyway. But I'm going to let you know that when we did go to Israel and when we did visit the city of Nazareth, we did have an absolute wonderful time. It really was a great time. And the place we stayed at was absolutely beautiful. The owners who owned that house, they were so kind to us. So, yeah, go. Go to Nazareth. Go check it out. Yes, please do so. Okay. What else is there? Yes, I should probably end my podcast and say thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. My blogs, you could go to kathleensmith.org and all of my blogs are there. Yes, I know I need to write a new one and I plan to. I'm hoping to do that sometime today. I don't know if that's going to work out. My books can be found on my blog as well. I've got a blog on my miscarriages and I've got a blog about Brooklyn and upstate New York. And another book. I would very much appreciate it if you would check out my books and read them or listen to them, especially if you've had a miscarriage or if you're wondering what it was like for me growing up in Brooklyn and moving to upstate New York. That book will either make you cry or laugh or both. Go ahead, check it out. Please. If not, oh well. Also, yes, my apps, my business, the thing that I'm always promoting. We have fun apps. We have educational apps. They're there for you. Now you could actually, all the educational apps are for your children, but we actually have an app that anybody could use now. Anyone could use our educational apps, but our brand new apps are called Just Spell, which will help your children to learn how to spell words. Just Spell Free. The first couple of levels of that are for free. And if you like it and want to keep going with that, you could purchase the rest. Then there is 9 Quiz. That one is pretty cool. You have to answer a bunch of questions, see how many you can get right. That one, actually, I enjoyed that one, I must say, because, you know, I have to practice, give these apps a try before we put them into the app store to make sure that they work. So I thought that one was really cool. So yes, those ones, you could go to bearswithapps.com and you can find all of our apps because I finally put them all there. So the latest ones are Just Spell Free, and 9 Quiz. You could also obviously find all of our apps in the app store. They will be under my name, Kathleen Smith. I ask you, please try our apps. If you don't like them, you can return them. That does make me sad, but people have returned them, especially one or two of our apps, which apparently people don't understand them. So, that's it. Okay, I'm going to go before I keep babbling like crazy. Wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. Bye-bye.